going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You ready for the Celtics without Tatum?
I'm doubtful.
What happened there? A little minor, came back clean, x-ray, wrist injury. Now doubtful for a playoff game?
Well,
I don't like that.
Shams just told you. It's bone bruise. It's pain tolerance.
Bone bruise.
Apparently, he can't tolerate it, is apparently what's going on. I mean, well, I don't know what else I'm supposed to be led to believe.
He hasn't missed the game yet.
Nope. So, no, in fact, I'm not so sure he's going to, but
we'll
see.
You think he plays? I mean, doubtful usually means out, right? And well, like most sports,
they've had guys doubtful and then upgrade. Terp will talk to Terp at high noon, and I don't know if they've done it with Tatum specifically, but they've had guys doubtful, upgraded to questionable, day a game, and then played. They've done that before.
All right, so I guess that's the case. So yesterday,
yeah, if he's doubtful, they'll rule
him. If he's doubtful later this afternoon, then I think he's out.
Yeah,
but if he's questionable, maybe he plays.
They might even rule him out later today,
and then he should get a hero's welcome for coming back from a wrist bruise.
Yeah, no, for sure. Willis Reed.
Yep.
Honestly, what's more impressive, him playing tonight or Pierce getting? We were all watching the Celtic City episode last night. We were just talking about it.
Pierce
off here.
Didn't ask for the wheelchair.
No,
he made it clear.
He didn't know where it came from.
He didn't know where it came from. Ray Allen, he's catching strays from Ray Allen about the wheelchair. came back.
Bill Plaschke was all over him.
Dude, Bill Plaschke
was
loser.
Entertaining.
Loser.
You didn't like Bill Plaschke?
I think, now, I don't want to make fun of him. I don't know if there's something wrong with him, so I don't want to like go overboard. So I'll just stick to his takes. He's comparing the Lakers and the Celtics. So Bill Plaschke's the guy with the LA Times. He used to be on like Around the Horn.
Yeah,
and so he's like the representation of like Laker media in the Celtic City.
He's the LA's, Dart Adams, Donnie Wahlberg.
He's their
celebrity fan.
So he's like,
despite being a journalist,
when you look around the stands, they don't have any celebrity fans. I was like, that's the metric? That's the, like, do you think, how
then
many Lakers?
Take a shot at Donnie Wahlberg.
Then he's like, people, okay. Donnie Wahlberg's the only one they have, but whatever. He can take a shot at Donnie Wahlberg.
Yeah, that's well deserved.
No, it's not. Wahlberg, he's a good fan. But like the Laker fans, how many are actually Laker fans, or they just moved to LA to be in movies and they thought it'd be cool to go to the games? I'll give you Jack Nicholson. He seems to love it and he's there all the time.
Uh-huh.
But everybody else, that's the sign of a good franchise, is if you have a few idiot celebrity fans in the crowd.
Well, that's how LA fans look
at
it, which is why they're fake Fairweather fans.
That was pathetic.
But Plaschke was funny.
But I did like
he
that.
He was
episode.
Like, oh, Pierce is done. Shut up. He hit you with a
He didn't ask for it. And to be fair, they throw it to the back, and was it Lisa Salters or Michelle Tafoya? I forget. One of the side.
Tafoya sounds right.
I think it was Tafoya, and she was like, Pierce asked to walk back there, and they said no. So, like, he did ask to walk back there.
Text line
let the
says,
record show.
Text line says, Bill Plaschke is alive and well. Light his ass up, Keith.
I don't know how well he is, but he was definitely alive when they filmed this.
All right. So, Twitch chat already, because we're talking about Tatum. We've been sidetracked. We're talking about Tatum, his toughness. If it's a pain tolerance thing, isn't that about toughness? People are like, oh, Tatum can't tolerate pain if he doesn't play. If it's a pain tolerance thing, we're talking about toughness, are we not? Nothing's broken.
Is it just up to him, would be my question. If you're hurt or banged up, injured, however you want to describe it, and they say, hey, you can play, it's going to hurt, or you can wait a few days and it's going to feel better. Game 2 against the Orlando Magic, the trainers might say you're not playing.
I think that's a factor. It's like, hey, it's game 7. Could you go against OKC?
You better go against OKC, yeah.
But it's game 2 against the Magic, and they can probably beat Orlando without Tatum? In fact, they largely did in game one.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I understand maybe there's not as high of an urgency there. So if they're holding him back, I guess it's not just about his pain tolerance. So there's a few different ways to look at it. But no, it's a bone bruise. And it's pain tolerance. That's what Shams said.
Yeah.
And he's doubtful. He's not out yet. So let's see. Something tells me maybe he just doesn't like that people are highlighting Joe Mazzulla, yelling at him on the sidelines, like, oh, you're fake hurt. Get up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His mom wants to go yell at the other team.
Yeah, that's not a great
thing. And maybe there's a touch of sensitivity to that. So, you know, he was really hurt. Don't you know? He's doubtful tonight. Don't you know he's really hurt?
Not off to a great start.
I wonder if there's some blowback to the whole way it was characterized, starting with his mother and his coach and everybody else, because it's not the first time Tatum's done it. I heard Greg arguing about it with Courtney and Greg and Mego today, and this is what Tatum does. He milks these things when he gets up from injury all the time.
But he doesn't miss games.
No.
Right? For the most part, he plays. Like, the most part, he's very durable. He's never missed a playoff game. And in the regular season, I mean, a handful of guys in the NBA play 82 games. So he's never played 82 games, but he plays 72, 74. Like, he plays a ton of games. But yeah, it's not unique to the NBA player in 2025 to get a Charlie horse and roll around on the ground and look for a flagrant. I don't like it. You don't like it. Nobody really likes it, but he's certainly not unique in that sense.
And people say, well, it's the league and there's a lack of toughness in the NBA, which fine, maybe there is. There probably is.
Probably true.
But look at his own teammate. And this might be a good example of exactly what you were just talking about, Keith. Jaylen Brown, I feel like, has toughness, but he does miss a lot of games.
He misses more games, yeah.
Tatum doesn't seem like the toughest to me. I don't think he is the toughest, but he plays a bunch of – he hardly ever misses games. I'm still going to be surprised if he misses tonight.
Yeah.
So
– I think the league has also done this where, you know, we were talking about the flagrant, whether that's a flagrant or not.
It's not.
It certainly isn't, but they review everything. Yeah. And if you lay on the ground a little bit longer, they might review it and they might do that. So just like, you know, flopping in soccer and then flopping is sort of, you know, found a place in the NBA. Like, trying to steal calls and things like that is obnoxious. I mean, the best player in the league for over a decade, maybe two decades, LeBron James, he acts like he's getting, you know, shot with a gun every time he goes
and
down.
Celtics
and
fans
then
hate
stays
that.
In the game. Yeah,
Celtics
no, I do.
Fans hate that about LeBron. They hate it about him. They can't stand him. Oh, you flopped. Oh, get up. You're fine. Get up. You're fine.
Well, I hated it about Marcus Smart. I hate it when any of these guys do that.
And
so does Joe Mazzulla. But that's the difference. I can hate it. You can hate it. A guy in the balcony can hate it. When the head coach hates it, and when the head coach is making it clear that he hates it, that's I don't know how that's going to shake out.
And again, so Jaylen misses games.
Yeah.
But Jaylen also has been playing through an injury for a month, maybe selfishly, but was playing through an injury for a month. He's out there, doesn't look completely right to me. At bare minimum, he looks rusty in game one. He's out there, and Jaylen doesn't do what Tatum does with all the histrionics and the slow to get up and milking the injury or trying to draw a flagrant foul or whatever. So just, you don't need to look anywhere else. Look at the team. And if Jaylen gets knocked down on the baseline like that, he's up.
Yeah.
And Tatum's writhing around because of a bone bruise. And so I'm not saying it doesn't hurt, but if it's a pain tolerance thing, it's not keeping him out of the game unless he doesn't want to go, it's too much for him, or the trainers are just saying it's not worth it because the Magic suck. But
that's what I would think. Now,
Shams called it a pain tolerance thing, which leads me to believe it's up to him. It's his choice, and does he want to play through it? We'll find out.
Do they have to shoot him up? Like, is it that kind of thing? Because, like, with Jaylen Brown, they had to shoot him up. And you're like, all right, you're shooting this guy up so he can maybe make All-NBA third team. Like, maybe. Like, was that the thing? And I know it's like, oh, it's the playoffs. You got to take every team seriously. You don't have to take the Orlando Magic seriously. So if you want to sit him out a little bit longer, I'm okay with that. Now, we don't know if it's Tatum bagging out. You're like, all right, that's not obviously a good look. But you do have to take the round and the opponent into account. At least I do. Because you're right, it'd be a much different story if this was game five of a 2-2 series with the Cavs and you're talking about a bruise. You'd be like, dude, you got to get out there. But if it's, hey, the NBA finals are going to be 2 months from now, essentially. So, like, we need to be as healthy as possible. And if that means take a day, which you end up getting, 4 days off with all the time off in between these games, if that's better for the long run, like, then I'm okay with it.
Real quick, tell me if this gives you any indication of anything.
Right.
Tatum is doubtful. He's not out, but he's doubtful.
Yes.
The Celtics opened as a 12.5-point favorite against Orlando. They are currently a 10.5-point favorite. Does that tell you anything about? Okay, but does it tell you anything about it's just a hedge because Tatum's doubtful. They still expect him to play. How much will that move once he's actually downgraded?
Yeah.
Or is that just an indication of what you just said? They don't even need Tatum to sweep this team.
Right. I think they don't want to take it completely off the board because it's day of the game. So they want people to be able to bet on this game and not lose out money on that. But then they also want to wait and see what it is because they are so much better. And you saw him not have a very good game. And Derek White scores 30 and Peyton Pritchard's big off the bench. And like they don't really need one guy. If they had like two guys hurt, maybe that really affects the line. But I think one guy, even when it's your best guy against Orlando, I don't think he's going to swing it too
yeah,
much.
I mean, the Magic only have two guys.
Right.
So if the Celtics are down one, what's the big deal?
Five.
You can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. That's your phone number all day long for Jones and Keith. You can text us there as well. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keith. You can still vote in yesterday's Hate It or Love It. Tet Roll McMillan.
One. Yeah.
Holy smokes. The hate is flowing.
People don't like Tet McMillan.
And it's a lot of votes.
In your face, Shimes.
Let the hate flow through you.
So you can continue to vote there. We'll get you another player today. It'll be Tyler Warren. That's at 11:45. We'll give you five guys we don't want in the draft coming up at 10:45. So you can see that on social media as well. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on, mm-hmm. today in particular.
Sure.
Questioning a professional athlete's toughness. It's good in there. And on YouTube, just subscribe to WEEI about 15 minutes from now.
Yeah.
Charlie Jacobs, Cam Neely, Don Sweeney are all scheduled to speak.
You were talking about the NFL draft and the approval rating for some of these guys, the love it or hate it. What do you think the approval rating is right now for these three gentlemen that are about to speak?
Low, I would say.
Oh, man. Hate.
If you had to choose one or the other.
Sweeney would be somehow beneath even Tet McMillan.
I think so.
I would think at this point in time. So they're scheduled to speak at 10:30. Anything interesting there, we'll relay it along. If they start on time, maybe we'll even play you some of that. Coming up again at 10:30, 11 o'clock, we'll get more into the Patriots and their plans for the draft. Would you rather at 11:30 and Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon. So a busy, busy day. Let me play you something we played late in the show yesterday. This is Al Horford on Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and his track record leading up to the hard foul on Tatum yesterday. Here's a quick exchange on that.
You look pretty upset after the foul on Jason there the other night. Did you think there was something extra there? Or,
yes.
You know, what were you trying to convey?
Yeah, no, there was something extra. It was about the second or third time that especially KCP went at him in that way. So, yeah.
I mean, I think this just more speaks to how soft the league is in general. I mean, if you think that's going at him, like, that's rough. I mean, it's the playoffs. The intensity should pick up a little bit. The physicality, as much as it can, should pick up a little bit. And maybe this is a little unfair just because I've been watching all the Celtics sitting recently. But, like, you see, like, what a hard foul used to be versus now crying about it with, like, a flagrant and this, that, and the other thing. Like, going at them. We've seen guys in the league go at other guys and like blatant kind of headshots, and you're like, oh, it's just like a dirty foul. We've seen guys get undercut. We've seen some just really cheap, dirty stuff. Hell, we watched Marcus Smart play for 10 years here.
Yeah.
So we've seen a lot of stuff. I don't know. Maybe there was some other stuff that the cameras didn't pick up, but I didn't look at that. Like, foul. That's a foul. It's a shooting foul. Go
definitely
to the line. Take
foul.
Your shot. Yeah, it's obviously a foul. I'm not trying to tell you, like, the prison rules.
Right.
But, that's a foul.
Get up. Take your free throws. That's all
on.
It should have been. Yeah.
But I mean,
and instead, on the days, and there's 8 million days in between these games.
That doesn't help.
But you have Tatum writhing around in pain for a bruise. You have Horford in between games going, I think there was more to it. So I'll read into that. Do you think the Magic physicality bothers the Celtics?
It seems like it's bothering Horford, or maybe he just doesn't like how they're doing it. Maybe he thinks it's kind of cheap. But if you're the Magic, you got to think, all right, this is our only chance. This is our only chance. We probably don't actually have a chance, but we got to at least ruffle their feathers a little bit. They don't like it this way. Maybe we can get them out of their game a little bit. Who knows? If you're them and you're just trying to think, like, how do we pull off this miracle of an upset? Tatum might already miss game two. Horford clearly seems frustrated. Can they call everything? Maybe we just keep playing super physical and see if we can, like, muck the game up a little bit because we're not nearly as talented as them.
Yeah. I mean, look, he's not Michael Jordan, but there were Jordan rules for a reason, and this isn't the 80s. But if you're a team like Orlando, really, if you're most teams in the league, Oklahoma City is probably the one team
that can match up.
That I think talent-wise can match up. If you're pretty much anybody else, this is the kind of stuff you got to resort to because the Celtics are too comfortable. You watch them play. They're way too comfortable. They're running down. They're jacking
pass,
up threes.
Pass, three. Pass,
yeah,
pass,
I mean, they're way too comfortable. Yeah. So how do you make them uncomfortable? You muck it up, as you said. You get physical with them. And it sounds to me like the Magic's physicality is bothering the Celtics. Clearly bothers Tatum. Clearly bothers Horford. I think Mazzulla doesn't bother.
No, Mazzulla loves it.
Some other guys on the team maybe not. Yeah, but yeah, by and large, the Celtics are too comfortable. So how do you make them uncomfortable? This is how. The Magic are not a talented enough team to even get a game off the Celtics, I don't think. But is there a game plan there, a blueprint there for other teams to take advantage of? We talked about that yesterday, and then this Horford cut came out late in the show. And I find that to be interesting. So, how do they start tonight? Is there any extra messaging for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope? Is he given the green light to just go off? Does Tatum even suit up? How much do they need him in this game? What does his availability, or lack thereof, say about Jason Tatum and his toughness? You can jump in all day long on Jones and Keefe. 617-779-7937. We're off and running. We'll take some of that Bruins press conference. Charlie Jacobs, Cam Neely, and Don Sweeney coming up right after trending.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Billy Laney. Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's Would You Rather Wednesday. We'll get you some Would You Rathers coming your way at 11:30. Hate it or love it, Tyler Warren at 11:45. We'll give you five players we do not like. I'm sorry. We do not want the Patriots to draft.
Yes.
We don't want to make it personal.
No, we don't know these men.
Five
players. These could be great dudes.
We don't want.
Yeah, and also, I think it's important to know that we don't necessarily think they're going to be horrible players either. No. It's just, you know, maybe in some cases they are, right? No, I think they're good. Like, I'm looking at my list. Like, some guys I don't think are going to be great in the pros. Some guys I think might be fine, but it's not at a position I do not want the Patriots to draft.
Yeah, fair. You know, it's not that the girls in high school and college didn't like me. They didn't want me. There is a difference.
They never got to know me.
Right, thank you.
So we give me a chance.
I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, these are players we don't want at 10:45. You miss the players we do want. That is on social media. You can seek it out at Jones and Keefe, Twitter and Instagram. You can find it on the Odyssey app as well, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get that on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. When the Bruins hit the podium, we'll take some of Charlie Jacobs. We'll take some of Don Sweeney. We'll take some of Cam Neely, hear what they have to say. Not sure how long we'll stick with it, but we'll take some of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Coming up here, just sample what's going on with the Bees. In the meantime, mixing in your thoughts on the Celtics. Jason Tatum, doubtful for tonight.
Oh, boy.
With a bone bruise. Does that tell you anything about his toughness or lack thereof? His coach called him out mid-game. His mommy was outside the locker room after the game.
I love that.
So is there anything there? You can jump in on it at 617-779-7937. David's in Rhode Island. Hello, David.
Backing up a truck.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I'm on the road all the time, every day.
Nice.
So, anyway, thanks for taking my call. What I wanted to weigh in on, if I could, is two things. First of all, I like your show. Thank you. I'm glad to see Gresh. I'm glad to see, I'm sorry, Keith. I'm glad to see you back on the daytime where I can hear you in my commute.
No doubt.
Thank you so much. So,
you're
listen,
welcome.
I know the Missoula family from growing up. I knew Joe's father and uncle. So,
double
I grew up in the town next to Johnston. They are beloved. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said, that's good. Good stuff.
Triple brag is what he said. You know these gentlemen, the town next to Johnson.
I wanted you to know something. I wanted to say something in context.
Mm-hmm.
Joe grew up in a family that's super dedicated to youth sports. They're beloved in the community. Joe's dad died a few years ago, but he was a good, really good basketball player. Very tough, very, very aggressive family when it comes to sports, very competitive. So I get that. But I do understand everybody's comments about maybe he shouldn't have called out Tatum. Maybe it was a little bit overzealous or a little bit passionate in the moment.
So I get it, David. There was a big preamble because he knows him.
And thanks for the
family.
Call. He's intense.
He grew up in the town next to Johnston. Rhode Islanders are very protective of Joe Mazzulla, so you need a whole 1 minute preamble before you take a minor veiled shot at Joe Mazzulla for maybe making a regrettable comment.
Or maybe he's just saying it's not regrettable. This is how Joe operates.
Maybe I was reading too much into that.
We know that Joe is a maniac, right? Joe's a maniac.
Do you think he regrets it? Greg was talking about this.
Well, if he gets fired next year, then yes. And he'll say maybe that was the beginning of the end.
I bet he doesn't love that it became a thing. Let me put it to you like that. Does he regret that he said it to Tatum? Probably not. Does he regret that it became a thing and snowballed into the coaches calling out the team's best player
for
being a wuss?
Probably.
I bet he regrets that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, that is sort of, you know, we've seen a lot of weird coach firings right before the playoffs began. Michael Malone, Taylor Jenkins. And it would take something like this. When you are successful, Jenkins never won a title, but Michael Malone won 2 years ago. It takes something like that where your best player says, and I'm not saying it gets to this point, but there's always a starting point, right? So if Jason Tatum said to Brad Stevens, like, hey, I don't really love Missoula. Okay.
Right.
Like there's a decision to be made. Then he's long gone.
Yeah. What's Brad gonna say? No?
Yeah.
And then Tatum demands a trade or something like that? Like, please.
That's not a great sign, you know, just all in one day, your coach is yelling at you to toughen up and then your mom is trying to defend you. Like, wait, hold on a second. Is this, you know, sixth grade basketball?
Am I barking up the wrong tree that after the coverage of, you know, him milking a call, writhing around in pain, and then ultimately getting up, shooting his free throws, finishing the game. After all of that, his coach yelling at him, his mommy outside the locker room, am I barking up the wrong tree by wondering if there's a correlation to him being downgraded to doubtful, where he said he was clean, seems like he was fine, finished the game, seemed totally fine, probably was fine.
Yeah.
Is there, in other words, is this
it's hard to say.
Is this like a paper transaction? I guess we're going to find out. If he plays tonight, I'm going to wonder even more about that.
Yeah.
I'm sure what he wants is he's super tough and he's Willis Reed and he's Paul Pierce jumping out of the wheelchair.
I think, though, we know what the injury is and therefore this can't benefit him. You know, like you're out and okay, you're really dealing with a real injury, I think. But if you just simply played in the game and, you know, Al Horford's trying to defend you and saying, you know, Caldwell Pope is cheap and all this other stuff, whatever. But if you just go out and play the game, I think we kind of forget about it. We're certainly not talking about it today. We're not going on and on and on about, like, it kind of sparks more life into the Joe Mazzulla called you out for your toughness.
Yeah.
And your mom is defending you. Like, we're talking about that more on a Wednesday, on a game day, than we would have. That might have been like a 1 or 2 day thing. And now it's sort of like bleeding into this. And if he doesn't play tonight, it's going to kind of continue for the rest of the week.
Yeah. And imagine if it was actually like a tight schedule in the postseason and it wasn't just 3 days off in between games.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
he'd already be ruled out. Okay. Text line is asking for time and temp checks, which is good. 617-779-7937. They are also saying, where'd it go? Jones, his coach didn't call him out, meaning Tatum, or Mazzulla about Tatum. That's unfair. Your interpretation of the incident is beyond nuts.
So I don't know if it's beyond nuts.
He was effectively praying in the moment that it was not more serious.
So he held the trainer back.
Because he was praying. He's like, hey, don't interrupt my prayer.
Well, if he thought it was
Don't interrupt my moment with the big guy here, trainer.
If he was just hoping that it was good, he'd send the trainer out there and then still say, please get up.
Right.
Not, yeah, we read it differently than the texter.
I would say, when he says it's beyond nuts, what was it again? Your interpretation is beyond nuts. I think that's how most people are reading it. If that's if most people are crazy, I wouldn't even argue with that. Most people are crazy. 617-779-7937. Do they need him to win this series? No. Is this the kind of thing that could, you know, he could have to deal with throughout the postseason? And I will say, and maybe we should give Tatum credit for this, he has played through, you know, issues where he's been nicked up.
Ankle injury before.
We can continue it. They're starting the Bruins press conference. Let's hear what they got. Okay.
No, thank you. So they've won a bunch of regular season games over the last 8 years.
Keith,
that's the takeaway.
They got to the pinnacle once in 2019.
Yeah, they didn't win.
I mean, they didn't win it once they got to the pinnacle.
They had a lot of accomplishments.
They have the best winning percentage since Don Sweeney's hiring. I mean, that's something.
He sure is.
They haven't won a cup.
No.
But the best winning percentage.
Yeah.
So quick takeaway, and Sweeney mentioned the search there. If there's more to follow up on, we will. Quick takeaway, no resignations.
Business
today.
As usual.
Yeah. And no firings. No. Sweeney's there. Neely's there. They have the assurances and support of ownership for now. I mean, if the Bruins suck again this year, then I think they both could be gone. Certainly Sweeney could be gone. But short term, those guys are here. I don't know if you expected anything different, but that'd be my takeaway from that. You can jump in on it. 617-779-7937. We'll give you five guys we do not want in this draft. Coming up next. Less than 35 hours away from the NFL draft.
Woo!
That was quick math by me there, Keith.
Just one more snooze.
We've told you a lot about what we want. Today, we're going to get to five guys we do not want.
No.
Not don't like.
Don't want.
We just don't want them. They might be very nice guys.
They might want us.
They might want to be Patriots.
But too bad.
We don't want them.
Nope. Go somewhere else.
Is our list. If you missed the five guys I want that Keith wants, you can go seek that out on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. We'll get to hate it or love it today. Tyler Warren, the prospect we'll be discussing. He was part of both of our players we want list yesterday. So we'll do that at 11:45 on Tyler Warren. You can still vote. In yesterday's option, Tetteroa McMillan. A lot of votes.
People don't care for him.
And a lot of hate. Right. We also have Would You Rathers coming your way at 11:30. But without further ado, I'll give you the five guys I do not want in this draft. I'll go in reverse order, Keith.
All right.
Starting with number five, Shamar Stewart. Edge rusher out of Texas A&M, zero production. He seems to be dropping, at least in the mock drafts out there. Not a player I'd be interested in at the end of the first round or pick 38, should the Patriots be in that vicinity. I'm also out on Jalen Walker, number four on my list, edge rusher out of Georgia. I think he's an edge rusher. I'm not really sure he has a position. And so you've made the point before, you can't really go wrong drafting Georgia players, especially on defense.
True.
This is one that I personally am not interested in, especially at four. Same thing for Mason Graham. We're going to read you Peter Schrager's mock coming up.
Yeah.
He's dropping like a stone.
Sure is.
In some of these mock drafts. Zero interest in him at pick four, the D lineman out of Michigan. The hate it or love it. Yesterday, number two on my list, Tetteroa McMillan. Don't care for him. Don't want him in the 20s. Don't want him at 38. If he fell there, definitely don't want him at four. And number one on the players I don't want list, Will Camp.
Oh, no!
The offensive lineman out of LSU. Wow. Don't want him at four. Don't want him in a trade-down scenario. Don't want him. So, again,
that's shocking.
Stewart, Walker, Graham, McMillan, Campbell. That's my list.
All right, my list, starting at number five, I'm going with running back Omarion Hampton.
Ooh.
Now, the reason I say that is if you're sitting at four, you can probably just take Ashton Jeanty. So I don't want a scenario where you trade down or you trade back up and you pass on the best running back in the draft and then you still take a running back. So that's why he's on my list. Number four, Will Johnson. I only want a cornerback if he plays wide receiver.
How dare
you? I don't want an only corner in the first round after spending money on Carlton Davis and you have Christian Gonzalez. Number three, Jalen Walker. Same kind of reasons that you mentioned. Number two, Tet McMillan, because that does feel like you'd be a guy that would be in the top 10. I love receivers, but I don't particularly like this one. I don't think I wouldn't want him in the first round either. I'm with you. There are other receivers that I think you could get at pick 38 that I like even more than Tet McMillan. And number one, a guy I outlined as being the worst case scenario would be staying on the board and simply taking Mason Graham. And now it seems like other people are kind of coming around to the fact that, yeah, maybe he's not even worth a top five pick, regardless of need. But when the team spends all of their free agency resources on defense, including some defensive linemen, I don't want to then pass up a bunch of offensive players just to draft Mason Graham. So 5-1, Omarion Hampton, Will Johnson, Jalen Walker, Tet McMillan, Mason Graham.
Okay, so a good amount of overlap there. Neither of us want Walker.
No.
Neither of us want Tet McMillan. Neither of us want Mason Graham. I want Will Johnson. He's on my list of players I want. You do not. You want Will Campbell.
I'll take Campbell.
I do not. Also Omarion Hampton and Shamar Stewart on that list as well. So those are five guys we do not want in the NFL draft for the New England Patriots. We gave you five we want yesterday, five we don't want today. We'll give you hate it or love it coming up at 11:45. Real quick, I'm monitoring the Bruins press conference, which is ongoing.
Yep. They're patting themselves on the back for all their good regular seasons.
I'm waiting for some questions about Swayman.
Yeah.
There's been a little bit about the coaching search. Joe Sacco is a finalist. He will get an
Congrats.
Interview, Keefe.
Congrats, Joe.
Good for him. Sympathy interview for Joe Sacco for putting up with this crap-ass team down the stretch. I'm waiting for a Swayman question, and maybe people are angling up to it. I wouldn't expect much of an answer. As far as I can tell, I haven't seen one, but I'll continue to monitor for that. Anything interesting, we'll be sure to pass it along.
Yeah. We know the Bruins beat you can count on. These guys are going to get in there. They're not afraid to mix it up,
Keith.
No, they're not.
I mean, with other media members. They're afraid to mix it up with Sweeney and Neely and Jacobs.
Right.
I mean, they're very much afraid to do that.
No players there to kiss their asses.
No, they can't
do that today.
They're afraid of their own shadow when it comes to that. They don't mind mixing it up with media members.
True.
Whether they're present media members or former media members doesn't really matter. So you can jump in on the Bruins. You can jump in on Jason Tatum and his toughness. Is it fair to question it? Going into game two tonight, where he is doubtful at the moment. We'll talk about that with Terp when he joins us in studio at high noon for Pure Hoops. We have Would You Rathers coming your way at 11:30. And let's get to the Patriots. Peter Schrager, one of the most plugged in the NFL, thinks there's a potential Patriots curveball in the works. Plus, I think we found the absolute moment, the specific moment, where Elliot Wolf lost all power in New England. All that comes your way next.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.